Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Nafisa Williams. Woo!
My girl.
Cheer,
hey.
Cheer, cheer. Woo, the crowd roars. Wow. Oh my days. International. Yeah. All the way from Philly, like I'm just giving you the.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel just, very welcome.
You know, giving you the vibes.
Yes,
I was saying, I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
When you said you were going to be in London, I said there has to be a way.
Yeah, no, we got to make it work.
That I need to get you on this podcast, and I'm so like happy.
It worked.
That you're here. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. It was my only day off too, so.
That's love.
That's mad love.
That's love.
I could be in a bed right now.
You could be chilling.
But I love you.
And you're here.
And I'm here.
With me.
With you.
I'm so touched.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank
you.
Thank you. So I'm just going to get right into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, because we can be talking, but I have to start my show the way I start my show.
Okay, start it. Okay.
But first of all, guys, I don't pretend that you cannot see that there is something different about me right now. Okay? And I'm going to be so offended if I look at the comments and I don't see some things, okay? Obviously, your girl's changed the hair.
Period.
Do you know what I mean?
It looks
good. We've got a side part, okay? It's giving like sultry. It's giving mysterious. And now it's a deep red. It's giving what is her story, okay? So I want to see it in the comments, okay? That you can see my hair.
They look good.
Back to the show. Okay. So you guys know that I love to start my show with a complaint of the day. It gets me going, okay? I just need to just release and just complain about something. Today I'm just a little bit confused because I have like multiple complaints,
okay,
because there's always something going on. Do you know what I mean? But I guess my complaint today, I think the one I'm gonna go with is really simple one,
okay?
And basically, of recent, when I go to a coffee shop and I order a coffee, the people are just handing me the coffee without a holder for the heat.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, that's a big one. That's a big one.
You know what I'm saying? Like
back
in the days, they'll give you a coffee and then there'll be like this like holder, like, and they'll say, oh, be careful.
Yeah.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, be careful. They don't give a heck anymore. And this is what I've been talking about on the show recently. Society is breaking down and no one's talking about it. No one gives a heck. You're giving me a hot coffee. You don't care if I get burned.
If you burn yourself.
They're
right,
like,
right.
I don't care if you burn yourself. Right. It's up to you. They're looking at me in my eye. They're like, okay, here's your soy latte. I don't care if you're burnt. I don't care if you hurt yourself. I don't care if you burn your tongue. That's your story. That's your situation. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's an indication of where we are at as a society, and you know what? It's scary. Yep. I'm scared of that because it's saying you don't care about me as a human anymore.
After you pay for your latte.
I paid for my latte.
A latte should come with a holder. Anything hot should come with a holder. I feel you.
Just hand it to me. I'm having to ask, oh, but can I have something? It's hot. Mm. Oh, yeah, it's over there.
It's almost like a straw. It's just like it should be expected, right?
Like, why do I have to ask with for a straw? Drinks. Like, you should know that I need a straw. Yeah. You know that I shouldn't just be putting my lips on anything.
Right.
You know that. That's a duty of care that you should have for the human race, but they don't care. No one cares. No one gives a heck. And I obviously blame the government. So that's my complaint of the day. We need people to care about the cup holders. And a side thing that I'm going to say is that, and this is very, very important, okay? Guys, if you work in a coffee shop, right, you have a huge responsibility, okay? If someone walks in a coffee shop and they say that they want oat milk or they want soya milk or almond milk, don't take this for a joke, okay?
Yeah.
Because some people, if they have that whole milk or that semi-skimmed, their stomach is doing some unheard things, yeah? And you have them fighting for their lives. It's not a joke, okay? Please be very careful. If someone asks for soya milk, there's a reason. So that's my other complaint. Like, don't mix it. And that's it. Not too bad, but that's my complaint of the day.
Okay, those are valid.
Very valid.
Yeah, those are valid.
Yeah,
your complaint? I can buy that. My complaint of the day, I hate this. If I hold the door for somebody and they don't thank me, I have literally turned around and been like, you're welcome. think that's so rude. It like, is. This door didn't just open by itself. Mm. I have literally, I kind of do it every time. If I don't get a thank you, it's like, you're welcome. And it's just like, oh, okay, thank you. Or some people are just like, you know, they still look at me like, I ain't asked you to hold the door, so I ain't thanking you. And if you act like you ignore me, I said thank you. Then the Philly come out of me because it's like I was being, you know, polite. I held the door for you. And I'm big on if I do something for you, I like it in return. I'm 100%. One of those people. So I guess you can't go around expecting people to give and do how you do. But if I mean, that's just like...
Social human
skills. Yeah. Like it's polite, is the time to use the manners that you would talk or not. Mm. So that's my complaint of the day. I guess I have another one too. Mm. I don't like when I go to a business. Oh, you know what I can't stand?
Ooh, tell me.
They make us check ourselves out. Like, I don't work here. I don't want to do that. Like, that's not... And I'll be like, you want to go to self-checkout? No, I don't. I want help. Like, and I got a ring. And here's the thing about those. You always need an agent to come help you because there's something stupid or like, oh, we need your ID or it's fruit and we need to weigh it. And y'all, we wasting time. I could have just stood in line.
Yeah.
And y'all could have helped me. So those are two that like, it get under my skin.
Yeah.
I never want to check myself out. I'm not employed here.
Yeah. Help and the worst is when it's like a shopping place.
I don't like that. And they're like, y'all do that a lot here.
Yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, go self-checkout. And they're telling me to take off the tags and the pins. I don't know how to do
like,
this. Why,
that's like I should get a check at like, this point. Like I don't work here.
Like, roll me my money.
That happened to me here. In our shopping stores, we don't have it like that. But I think I went to a store out here. I did. I can't remember which one it was. But they had me checking myself out. Yeah. I was like... This like, ain't even boots. Like I can see it in boots or somewhere like that.
Yeah, but it's a regular shopping store.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. That's you know.
So
what?
those are my two.
Very valid.
Right?
Very valid.
I'm a customer. I want the service.
Yeah, that's fantastic. No one can argue against those complaints.
Yeah, I mean I ain't think so, but soon it's gonna be all robots, so we better get used to it.
That would be so scary. I don't want that.
It's
scary.
Happening. It started already.
But that's so
It is to me too.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's like dangerous as well. Because like, okay, what if you have a robot that's coming to bring you something?
Yeah.
And then they start glitching.
Yeah. And or bring you the wrong thing. Like you don't. I don't drink dairy. What if you get it mixed up? But I mean, I guess humans out here doing that anyway.
So what's the difference? You just have to double check, man. You just gotta be careful. Right. Okay. That's valid complaints. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
My community has also sent me some complaints.
Okay, cute.
So I'm going to read one. And we also have a community dilemma. I've been forgetting to read these out, but today I'm going to remember. So the community complaint is quality of fresh produce and meat in supermarket these days. Okay. Too often of recent, I've experienced food being expired before its expiry dates, and it's going off too quickly. I agree.
Yeah.
It's been happening to me as well. I would buy something and literally within a day or like 2 days, it's already gone off. And I'm like, this is too soon. Like, what's going on? On one side, I'm like, okay, this is good. And maybe it's so fresh, it's going off quickly.
Right, right.
But on the other side, I'm just like, what's going on?
Man, don't get me started with the food, especially where I'm from.
American food is scary.
Yeah, and I'm really big on like what I eat these days. Yeah. Like my health and what I take in is really important to me. I really just am ready to move to a farm and grow like all my own food.
I can imagine you
like,
doing
that. Like seriously,
though.
You can see me doing that, right?
I can see you doing
I still
that.
Need a city life, but then I like there's some days where I'd be like,
yeah.
Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Fuck all that. Like, okay, what y'all trying to do? Like, you know, so it makes me feel like in order for me to be in control, I need to just move to a farm. It's like we almost can't trust anything anymore.
Nothing.
I'm also really big into fasting too. Mm. So I try to do like one day out the week where I just kind of fast and let my body detox because there's got to be some sort of balance, right?
Yeah, yeah. When you're fasting, is that like, so you just break, so you just eat at like 6?
No, I've already kind of started fasting in a way, I guess you can call it intermittent, where I just do fruit, like, you know, I had my banana, you saw me, I had my nuts, some water. I'll typically do that during the day and then just have one meal at night. I try to do fruit juice smoothies, again, to like, they call it breakfast because it's break fast. I like to kind of, you know, start my day, get my body going. And the more food we're putting in it, especially before we're releasing, it's just like now it's just backed up.
Yeah.
I also found that I don't be as hungry as I think I am. So in addition to that, one of those days out the week, I try to just juice, like no food at all.
Wow.
And sometimes I'll throw fruit in there, but you know, the food is what it is over there. So I try to like take control as much as I can. And I love me some food. So yeah.
The food be good, but
it'd be good.
Is it really good?
I want it fried. I want bread. I can eat pasta every day. Yeah, I want white rice every day. I wish that food didn't have the effect on us that it does because it's really hard for me to give up certain foods. Like, I've been pescatarian now. August, it'll be 12 years.
Wow.
And I'm, like, trying to slowly go vegan. Like,
25-30%
vegan throughout the week. And a little less seafood.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's good though. You look good though. So
thank you, my girl.
Working. You look fresh.
I look fresh.
Yeah, you look fresh.
I look like I slept.
You look good. You look like you slept. You look
drink
fresh.
My water.
You're glowing. Do you know what I mean? So
thank
you're selling
you.
It. You're definitely
thank
selling
you.
It. Okay. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
Yep.
Okay. So we've also got a community dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I was like, I feel like you'd be good to answer this actually.
Okay. Let's see.
But basically, she says, I was in a situationship for a year before we made it official. But now that I'm the girlfriend, I feel taken for granted. When we were not official, he used to be more romantic. He was more thoughtful, planned date nights, surprise gifts, etc. How do I navigate this conversation without sounding shallow?
You know what I've been learning is that we have to communicate what we want. Like, no one is going to read our mind.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows exactly what we want. And you just got to talk about it. And these conversations sometimes are difficult to have, but those are the relationships. Those are the conversations that I feel like push the relationship forward in a positive way. 100%. If your partner doesn't know, how can they fix it? And we do get comfortable in relationships, like, just for transparency. Like, let's be real. We'll be like, I ain't gonna wrap my hair up. I was just thinking like, ooh, if I was with somebody, I ain't wrapping my hair up, so now I'm gonna keep it cute for him. And then you like, a couple months in, well, I'm gonna wrap this hair, babe, because
like,
I need,
you know, I need it wrapped.
I think it's good to be who you are in the beginning so that people can choose and accept you for who you are.
Right.
It's like once you start changing things in the middle of the relationship, it's kind of like, who is this person? But communication is key. Like, I feel like you can get through anything, especially when it's two people who really love each other and who wanna be together, even friendships, platonic.
Yeah.
Like, let's just talk about it. And if we care enough, we're gonna fix it.
Exactly. I 100% agree with that. I think it's so important just to talk.
Like, talk about it.
Talk. It's just like there's so many things that could be avoided and fixed with a conversation.
Right.
And I feel like the harder the conversation is, the better it is for the relationship.
Exactly.
Because we can move forward from
it. We can fix it.
And now I know, okay, cool, Nafisa don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that anymore.
I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Rita needs this to be this way. This
doesn't
work for her. This triggers her. But
if you don't
tell me what that is, I'll never know.
How would I know?
How would I know?
And then people get angry and will stop talking to you. And it's like, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychic. There's no way. And then people think that you're more perceptive. Is that the right word? I think that is the right word. Yeah, they think you're more perceptive. Girl, me and my English.
If you finish it, I'll tell you if it's the right word.
I've been telling the guys on this podcast that I've been learning how to speak English again. And English be fighting me. Okay.
Wow.
But I think it's
finish the sentence and then I'll.
Basically, it's the word where. Perceptive, I think it's
perceptive.
The word.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that is the word.
Okay. Okay.
Like, people think that you're more perceptive than you are.
Yeah.
I think that's the right word.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to make it make sense. But I think it does. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, just speak. Don't assume that. Basically, what I'm saying is that don't assume that people just know.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Don't be thinking that people are like.
They can perceive what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, talk to me.
And I think we do that a lot in relationships. It's just like, we know our feelings. And we just assume that somebody else is supposed to know. And I think we go wrong with that, too, because we assume we all have the same needs and need to be loved
exactly.
the same. So it's like, if Rita says she needs me to give her a heads up if I'm running a little late, you know, that may not bother me because I'm like, oh, I might be late, too. So, but everybody is different. You know what I mean? Like, and I think we just have to, I always say this, I think the hardest thing to do is to understand another person.
Woo. It's so hard.
But, I mean, I guess not really if it's what you want to do, but you got to do the work. It's the communicating. So communicate to him. Let him know what you need. Let him know that all the things he did to get you, he has to still do those things to keep you. And also make sure you on your shit, too, and making sure you showing up in ways that you were. Because I think we don't hold ourselves accountable. We're like, we be selfish as hell. And it's just like, okay, but what about that person? So make sure that you're doing and giving and being all that you want. That's what I'm learning.
That's honestly, that's amazing. You know, I love what you just said, because I've been thinking a lot recently about what kind of girlfriend am I or what kind of girlfriend am I going to be, right? And you know, when you mentioned the thing about being selfish and stuff like that, and like, even for me, I'm like, I am selfish. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
We all are.
So I'm like, okay, what kind of girlfriend? Because I'm always thinking about how I want my man to be and right. this, that, that. When you're dating, you're like, he needs to do this,
we
he needs to do that.
We know everything we want him to pull up and be. Right.
So now I'm like, okay. But
who are you? How are you going to show up?
How am I going to show up? And how am I going to be a good woman to him? Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, how do I put aside? Because I'm grown. Mm-hmm. I've got my own ways. I've got my own schedule. Right. I've got my own things, the way I like to do things. And that understanding thing, like, how mm-hmm. do I fit someone into also like who I am and be able to put some things aside and be like, okay, these are the things that I also can compromise on, because yeah. there's no way you can be with someone and there's not a little bit of compromise. Do you know what I mean?
Like 1,000%.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been thinking about that a lot, because it's like, what can I compromise? You know, I've got a little routine in the evenings,
right?
For example.
I have been thinking about it a lot too.
I mean?
And using this time to, I think we get into relationships, a lot of us, because we just don't want to be alone,
yeah.
right? And it's like, that's when we are alone, that's when we find out about ourselves and what we like and what we want. And I just recently asked myself about a month ago, like, why do I like to be in relationships? Why do I want to be married? Like, what does that mean for me? What do I need in a partner? And then, are you willing to give and be all of those things that you're asking for? And I think, like you said, like, we're working women. We have careers. We like to travel. We like to live. And, you know, we do it quite selfishly.
Yeah.
And when somebody comes in, it's just like, are you ready to make the space and make the room? Are we really ready for what we say we are?
Ooh, that's a word.
Damn, I didn't even mean to get deep.
Let me tell you something. One thing about Nafisa, guys, yeah. She's like, she's going to give you a word. She's going to give you a word.
I'm a hoot, but I'm like, also going to give you a word.
One of the things I remember about you, like, in yes. terms of when we first met, mm-hmm. So we obviously, like, we met maybe, I want to say, like, 10 years ago. It might even be
longer. It's been more than that, Rita.
Maybe, like, 12?
It was about 12 years ago.
12 years ago, yeah. So yeah. we met through one of our besties, mm-hmm. Camille.
We share a bestie.
Yeah, shout out Camille Bright.
Hey, Camille Bright.
And I remember sitting in Camille's house.
Wow.
And you were saying to me that you practice your interviews. I think I've told you this before.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you did.
And you were like, and at this time, you wasn't a working, like, you were a working actor.
Right.
But, like, things, it was, like, right. not where your career is
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. I was gigging it, trying to find my way.
To find your way, right? And I remember you literally saying to me that you practice your interviews because you know that one day you're going to be getting interviewed about the projects. So you'll be practicing your interviews, practicing talking about your projects and all of that kind of stuff. And I remember looking at you like, this girl is nuts.
She's crazy.
I'm into it. And now here you are doing interviews. And I just, when I remember that, because I was just saying you're like a low-key pastor and stuff like that, I'm like, Nafisa does not play when it comes to like speaking into your life. That stayed with me. Like, even like for me, like, I practice. I'm like, one day I'm going to be in this certain space and this, that, that. Do you know
what
I mean?
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for
that.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just such a, and that was like 15 years ago.
That was a minute ago. I just feel like I know I have the power through God to create and be anything that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that our words are very powerful and what we speak, and I just try to speak only of the things that I want.
Mm.
If I don't want it, I'm not speaking it. If it's not something I need, I'm not speaking it. Like, and then there also, as I've learned, as I've gotten older, you know, there's a side of it where you got to be a little bit realistic. I'm just still not that.
You're like, I'm not.
Have
that.
You ever seen King Richard?
I have. Oh.
Amazing. I'm kind of like the dad. I'm kind of like their dad, where it's just like, I don't understand. No, I feel like we can make something work. Like, when I feel that if God gave me the vision, then it's got to manifest. I wouldn't have the vision if it wasn't supposed to happen. So in my power, how do I make this happen?
I love that, because
Thank
it's actually
you.
True. It's powerful, because I think it's very brave to be like that.
It's kind of crazy. I'm
Do
a little
I mean?
Delusional,
but it's
you have to be.
You have to be. Otherwise, you're just going to take what life gives you as
exactly.
opposed to you
yeah,
living your
creating
life.
Creating your story.
Do you get it? Yeah. I think it's amazing, man.
Thank
and
you.
Honestly, like, that's just something that's always like stayed with me.
Thank
like,
you.
All these years.
Yeah, you reminded me of that. I was like, I said that. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
I literally remember where you were. Like, I literally remember where we were. It was like our old place.
Yeah, I remember.
And you
her
were
spot
like,
in Burbank. Yeah.
You were like, yeah. I said, you know what, Rita?
You have to make yourself believe it. You have to, you know, you have to make yourself believe it first, and then you have to speak it, because the more times I speak it, man, I put it out there, like, God already received it. And it's like, then I have to make other people
believe it. Yeah.
You got to make them casting directors believe it. I got to make this director believe that he can trust me with this role. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah. I like to call myself a master manifester.
Yeah, I love that. It's amazing. I need to get to that place. Like,
but really, you are, though.
Yeah.
I think it's just about us making sure we're conscious of it all the time, because we speak a lot what we don't want. And we don't understand that we're giving energy to both. So when it manifests, you can't be like, oh, my God, I can't play the victim game. It's like, well, you kind of spoke this and you created it. I don't speak nothing I don't want.
You know what? Another thing you said, I said B. Simone was on here a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. And I saw that and I was like, period.
Yeah. Rita. And I literally said to her, I was like, we're talking about dating and stuff. And I was like, my friend Nafisa said something to me when I was with her last summer. And that's just stayed with me.
I remember.
Yeah. And we were talking about, she was like, because she was like, oh, yeah, because I heard men in the UK, I heard that they're trash. And I was like, you know what?
Mm-mm.
I'd unsubscribe to that.
We don't subscribe to that.
Don't subscribe to that.
We don't.
Yeah.
And you know, like, people are, oh, the dating pool has pee in it. Oh, these, they ain't this. And it's just like, I don't engage. I can't talk about that. Because my man, that ain't what I'm expecting. Mm-hmm. But if you subscribe to it, is what you're going to get.
Yeah. And I said, unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
She was like, you know what? She was like, yeah. She was like, I unsubscribe.
And well,
I was
because like, you join the energy and the frequency and the vibration that everybody else is on. Yeah. It's just like, I'm cool. Y'all all complaining?
Not my husband. He's
good. Not my
he's
husband. He's on the way. Yeah. He's getting very well prepared for me.
And he's good.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's it. I love it.
Don't put no other stank on it that you don't want.
Period. Exactly. Exactly. Guys, I just remembered my word of the day.
What is it?
Talking about words, I told the guys that I'm trying to learn English again. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like my brain hasn't been working the way it needs to.
Okay.
So I need to have a word of the day that I teach everyone. Okay. This is the English
Come
lesson
on, teach
real quick.
Us. Let's
okay.
See.
The only thing is I'm just hoping that I can pronounce this word.
Let's see.
So my word of the day is ebullient.
I think you did it. Because remember, I was like, elbow, ebo, ebullient.
Ebullient. So we're going to play.
Ebullient.
Ebullient. Yeah, ebullient. So we're going to play it and let's see if it's right.
Let's see.
Hold on. Oh, wait, the volume's down. I always be doing this. Okay.
Ebullient.
Ebullient. You did ebullient. Good.
Wow.
You did it.
Word of the day,
you
guys,
did it.
Is ebullient. What does this mean, you ask? It means overflowing with enthusiasm,
ooh,
excitement, high-spirited.
Yes.
I said, that's me.
Oh, period.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm feeling ebullient.
So I'm ebullient.
Yes.
Period.
Do you know what I
mean? That's
Instead
a way of
saying,
to show
I'm
up.
I'm excited. Yeah.
That's a way to show up in the world, honey.
I'm feeling ebullient. I'm in an ebullient mood.
I'm in an ebullient state of mind.
Ooh.
I like that.
A good word of the day, guys.
That's
be
a cute
that
one.
Word. Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna have me like talking to somebody later and be like, oh,
ebullient.
Like, girl, you just learned that word today.
Yeah, literally, and I just love it. Okay, we gotta speak.
I'm
know,
here for it.
Good words, okay?
Yeah.
I've been having some thoughts recently.
Mm-hmm.
And one thought I've been having is, I don't know about you, but have you ever thought about what it's like to live as a fish?
No.
But
I thought of a bird because if I came back, I want to be a bird.
You want to be a bird?
I want to be a bird.
Really?
I want to be able to fly.
Wow. What kind of bird would it be? Eagle?
Yeah, I'm from Philly. I would be an eagle.
I'm from Philly.
The Eagles. You know about football in Philly? Not football in Philly, but football in the States?
Yeah.
So I'm from Philly, the Eagles. I would be an eagle.
Mm.
Or maybe like one of those pretty like mockingbirds, like a pretty color.
Yeah.
But I always, if I had a superpower, it would be to fly. Like, I love to travel. If I can get from LA to Philly to see my family really quick, or be like, Rita, I'm coming to London for dinner. And be here. Like,
ooh,
that's fly.
That is
literally.
That's literally
I didn't even mean
fly.
To say that.
That's fly, for real,
for
though.
For real.
See, because I've been thinking about fishes. And I think...
Fish.
And I was thinking, you know what it was, yeah? I just thought to myself, because someone on Twitter recently saved a fish, you know?
Okay.
The fish was randomly out of water and
dying.
And
then
he saved the fish and then put the fish back in water. And I was just thinking to myself, like, a fish is just constantly on the move. Like, when do they rest?
It is.
There's no stillness.
Yeah.
I just feel like a fish is just constantly moving.
Okay, they I never thought no about time. It, but yes.
They ain't got no time to rest. Do you know what I mean? They're literally shitting
they
where
sleep?
They live. Do they sleep?
Ew, you and just said shitting where you where they
they're
live.
They're shitting where they live.
And
like,
you just made me think about, okay, another reason why I don't know if I would want to be a fish is because I eat them all the time and it's like people going
to
be eating me.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, imagine
really,
you're a fish, and then you're chilling. You said to your family, hey, guys, I'm going to be back in a couple hours.
Yeah, and you don't come back because somebody done caught your ass and now they're eating you, slicing you up. Damn. That's yeah, no, I don't want to be a fish.
That's not a way to live, man.
That's not. That's miserable. That's miserable. Then you out of the water and you dehydrating and you dying and you, yeah, that's.
Can you imagine?
I don't feel like birds go through all of that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think birds go through that all day.
Yeah.
They? No, they get to fly.
They get to fly. They
get
free.
To walk sometimes. You
yeah,
know,
they kind of live in their life.
If it's raining, they're like, oh, let's go somewhere.
Let's go
a bit
somewhere
hot.
Else.
Yeah.
Change the forecast.
Yeah. I think the birds.
I would pick a bird.
It's funny because my next question was like, what animal? And you literally just said it.
I did.
You would be a bird.
Yeah.
I think I said this before. I think I'll be a panda, you know.
A panda? Why a panda?
They're just so cozy and they just live their life. They're just on vibes. They just relax, but not for a long time.
Okay.
I couldn't be a panda for life. Do you know what I mean? But just for like a little bit, I just feel like... They just roll around.
Okay.
Just mind
it's kind of like lazy life.
Yeah,
like,
just chill.
I don't feel like they have like
much responsibility.
Much to do. No urgency.
No one relies on them.
They probably make really good colors.
Do you know what I mean? They just, no one relies on them.
Okay.
Because they just think, they look at a panda, there's no expectations.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And that's if I was to come back. I feel like I've been working so much as a human. If I
okay,
was to come
I like
back
that.
Again
yeah,
for a
yeah.
short time, I'll come as a panda, see what that's like. Do you
okay,
know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe, I could buy that one.
Yeah.
I would rather you be a panda than a fish. It's a little dangerous for fish. Like, what if it's stormy? Yeah, it's just, yeah,
it's just
lot.
Too much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it's
I like a panda for you.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
What's a superpower you wouldn't want? Like, if something happened to the earth right now and everyone was getting powers, ooh. Like, what's something you'd be like, I don't want that. Take that away from me.
Can we not feel anything? No feelings?
Ooh, that's what you'd go for. No feelings.
Maybe.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But yeah, I would go for that. Or I would also maybe not be able to read people's minds. I know we think a lot like, oh, I wish I could read that person's mind.
Right. That's what
maybe
I
not say. Read someone, yay. not to be able to read people's minds. Because
yeah.
that could be dangerous. Like, just imagine.
Dangerous.
Because if I could read your mind and I know you about to do something foul and I know first, it's getting dangerous.
It's dangerous. Could you imagine? You're chilling with someone.
Could you imagine
just...
and you're like, oh, this person is thinking about, oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, how do right. I stop them?
How do
you
I
can't stop them.
How do you stop them?
You have this like burden to like
yeah.
stop them from doing something.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
A lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
That's
and
a lot.
Also, like, even like, you know, sometimes you just have throwaway thoughts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. And they aren't who you are.
Yeah.
Right. It was
just
a passing thought.
A passing thought.
And what if somebody picks up on that shit and they're like, oh, word? And it's just like, it's.
Like, you have the thought, they're like, oh. Really, Nafisa?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's just a passing.
Thought.
I didn't mean it.
Or like a passing thought about someone. Do you know what I mean? Like someone walks in and you're just yeah. like, oh, those are ugly shoes.
Yeah, that's not, yeah. And they can hear you. Hopefully they're not immature. And they could be like, oh, okay, my shoes are ugly.
Yeah.
They think. But what if you got somebody that's kind of like.
And they're sensitive and they're like, bruh.
Yeah.
That's what you think
yeah,
about
that could
me.
Be bad.
Yeah, I was going to pick that, you know. I was going to pick, I don't want to be able to read
I
people's
I don't
want to
be able to read. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's too much. I think mm-hmm. what's another one? I feel like I also wouldn't... Maybe time travel. No, I would want to try time travel, I think.
I would want to time travel.
I think I'd want to time travel.
Yeah.
If you can go back in time, right, and pick something from, like, back in the days that you
okay.
can bring to modern time,
okay,
what would you think of that you think that it would be good to have it now? These are like random questions. I literally just thought of it.
No, it's okay. Before I was born?
Yeah. Anytime. Like any
anytime.
Time period. Yeah. That you can like bring it back.
Okay, I'm gonna just go with the first thing that came to mind. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of cool that they used to drop milk off to the door. It felt that seems like it was very fresh. Did
yeah.
y'all do that over here?
I feel like back in the day.
Yeah, but
I feel
yeah,
like some
it
people
is,
still
it is,
do it.
It is very, very back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think that feels like very fresh. Like, you know, you had a relationship with like the milkman. Some people had too many relationships with the milkman while the husband was at work,
yeah,
child.
Mm-hmm. The housewives. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's the milkman, baby. So for real, it used to go down with the
yeah.
milkman. Because the milkman, it seemed like all the milkmen were like fine
yeah.
and tall and
friendly.
Good looking and
you
young.
Know what I mean?
All that energy, you coming on the door. Like, don't let your husband be acting up. That milkman knock on that door.
And they're like, ooh, hello.
So I think that's something cool that, you know, I remember hearing as a kid that was how milk was delivered
yeah.
or how you got your milk. And it's like, oh, wow. Like, I never experienced it. So
yeah,
that was cool.
That was cool. Do you know what I think I'll do? The old school, like, the chivalry, you know, like back in the days of like
coming
to the door and like,
yeah,
you know, picking you up. And it's like really, you know, like the old school, like, I don't know why I think of the South.
Yeah, me too. I just, you know where I just went?
Yeah, where did you go?
I just went Notebook. Yeah. Like, write me a letter. Like,
a letter.
Forget a text. Like, write me a letter. Like, right, let's like, I'm a lover.
You know?
Yeah. I'm
a letter.
I'm a lover, and I think writing love letters back and forth to each other is something that's missing. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to imagine it. We can just let our person know.
Yeah, just be like,
that's what we want, and like, I think it could be a fun, romantic, engaging way to kind of ask questions, get to know each other, write about your feelings. If it's too difficult, like, babe, let's write this shit down. Mm. And then we can come back and talk about it and make it soft and sexy and say little dirty things in there. Okay, I'm going to stop. But that could be fun and sexy, right?
Fun.
And romantic.
No, that
But I went Notebook. I thought about like all of the letters that Noah sent Ali and she never got. Mm. Yeah, I would have been really, she was really mad at her mom for that.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah. No, that was some bullshit for real.
Like,
though.
You mean to tell me the love of my life was trying to get to me?
And you're stopping it?
And you stopped it?
Listen. We gotta pray about people. You know, some people think they're protecting you.
Yeah.
Don't be doing
You're
that.
You're protecting yourself and what you didn't want to go through.
Right. But don't be stopping.
Don't bring that over here because I don't subscribe to that.
I don't subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get my love letters. Bring back love letters.
Yeah. Let's write love letters.
Wow. Oh, what would I do if I got a love letter?
Mm.
I'll just be so like touched.
Heck yeah, you would be.
Yeah. Mm. Bring back love letters. If my lover is watching this, send me a love letter.
Period, lover.
Period, lover. I love to ask all of my co-hosts this question, and I just really enjoy the answers. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you.
Okay.
Who is Nafisa Williams?
Wow. Who is me?
Mm.
I would say that I'm a spiritual woman of God first. Mm. I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. I am ambitious. Mm. I am creative. I'm a lot of things. I am very feminine. I'm very stylish. You know, it's really deep. I'm still learning. Mm. If I could be like all the way real. But I would first start with those things that I said. I'm very fun. Mm. I can be sensitive. I'm a spiritual being if I had to like sum that up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the external things that we think make us who we are, like I'm really just a being. A spiritual being, I would say.
I love that.
Living a very human experience, but I'm just trying to make it my best as possible. Mm. I want to do things that make me feel good. I want to be around people who make me feel good. Mm. And we only get one shot at this experience, right? Mm. And baby, I plan to live to 104. Look at me speaking.
Why is that so specific?
Well, because 4 is my favorite number.
Uh-huh.
And I got a good 100+ years in me. So I would say 104. Like, as long as my dogs are still around and I got people and I got family. And as long as I'm still, I would say more so healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, not healthy, but as long as I'm not like, you know, if I'm able and
move
I'm
around,
still
exable,
exactly,
yourself,
exactly,
all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, we only get one shot and I just want to make it as amazing as possible and say when my time is my time that like, I want y'all to say, damn, she went out. She lived.
She lived.
Y'all gonna say she lived.
I love that.
She lived. She lived her life. If I go to Dare tomorrow, y'all gonna say I lived.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
Like, I just love, first of all, I just love like how confidently you know yourself and the fact that you know that you're still learning about yourself.
I'm still learning.
Because it's not capped, you know? Like, a lot of people feel like you get to this certain age and boom.
No, we're still learning. Everything. I'm still a baby. We're still babies.
Do you know what I mean? I'm still learning about myself. Like, there's still so much that even shocks me. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know I'm like that or I'm capable of that, you know?
Yeah.
And I also love that you didn't like, a lot of people, they go straight to what they do.
Yeah, because
you know, it's so easy.
And I used to.
Yeah, because we're just so, it's so easy to be defined by
it
our
is,
work.
It
especially
is, and that's not
as artists,
who I am.
It's not.
It's not who I
There's
am.
There's so much more to who you are. It's
so much, so many more depths and layers.
Do you know what I mean?
To the woman that I'm continuing to become. And I think sitting with myself and literally asking myself, like I've asked myself, I think about a year ago, that question when I was in Bristol.
Wow.
Like, who am I? Like, who are you? And it has nothing to do with what you do. It has nothing to do with where you've been. It's those characteristics that make you who you are. It's ultimately us, you know, who are we inside?
Yeah.
What is that like?
Yeah. What does that look like?
What does that look like? What does it feel like?
Yeah.
You know what one of my friends asked me? Not to get deep, but he said, how's your spirit? And I was like, ooh. First of all, I was like completely turned on. I was like, ooh. I said, ooh, boy, ain't nobody ever asked me that.
Yeah.
I love when someone asks me a question that makes me sit back and check the inside of me. How is your spirit?
Wow. Because it's like, how do you even answer that?
How do you, got to sit with yourself. And I've been doing a lot of that this year. That's how I've been able to, you know, find out and learn more about myself. But some of these questions you can't ask and expect an answer from yourself or from God right away. Like,
you are sitting it.
You know how some people will be like, oh, I'm just sitting with myself. I'm on a journey to learn who I am. I always thought that was so cliche.
Yeah, like, what
I'm trying
mean?
To find myself. Like, what?
Like please, get to work.
Come on.
Like,
come on,
it's
too much.
Like, you're doing
you're
too
going
much.
Too deep.
But
the more I heal, the more I sit with myself, man, some of the answers come in so many different ways. And sometimes it takes weeks or months or years to still find some of those answers. But I've been having a really good time of just sitting with myself and figuring out who that is and what that is for me.
Yeah, I love that. That was a really good answer.
Thank you.
Really, really good answer.
Thanks, my girl.
How is your spirit?
How is your spirit?
I want to think about that.
That's
really
a really good one. Is it really calm? Is it crushed? Is it, does you feel free?
Yeah.
Like put a word to it.
Are you happy?
Is your spirit like tormented? That's a deep question. How's your spirit?
How is your spirit? Another question I have actually is, what is something that what's something about adulthood that you learn in your 30s that you had no idea about in your 20s that's like surprised you?
What have I learned in my 30s? Okay. I think it's a collective of who I am. I'm learning about myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's things in my 30s that, okay, I'll say the word accountability. In my 20s, baby. like, you know how you just like, my shit don't stink.
Yeah.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm grown.
Yeah.
Don't let you start paying some bills and start doing some real grown-up life things and you feeling like you grown. And I found that emotional maturity, just because we're adults, it doesn't mean we possess emotional maturity. Some of us are still acting out and responding and interacting with people as teenagers, and we be swearing we grown. I'm grown, but emotionally immature. I didn't realize some of those things that I'm now kind of like learning. Assertiveness is another thing that I've learned in my 30s, just to kind of say it how it is and say exactly. And you know, you could be kind, you can say it assertively without, you know, being rude.
Exactly.
So those are a couple things that I learned. Another thing is, I thought when you maybe get to your 30s, you know who you are. Baby, I have now learned in my 30s that you never stop getting to learn who you are. Because we're ever evolving.
Evolving continuously.
Yes.
And I had no idea. That surprised me.
Yeah, right. You'd be like, hold on. I'm still learning?
Like, what? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, the accountability, being assertive, that's a key one. That's one that's been for me. Because I feel like every time I'm assertive, I feel like I'm being mean.
Yeah.
And then I'm putting aside my feelings because I don't want to be mean.
Yeah.
But then I'm literally tormenting myself because I'm affected by something.
1,000%.
And I'm not saying anything. And I'm just letting it slide because I don't want you to be upset.
Exactly.
But it's like, you have to find a way to like say how you feel without being disrespectful.
Exactly.
And know that, especially as women.
Especially as women. Because I think we were taught to be people pleasers. I mean, we were the caretakers, the home makers. And it's just kind of like put the husband and the kids first. And what I've been realizing too is just like, that's not good self-care. Like I can be really, really amazing to my husband and my children if I'm really, really amazing to me. If I can say, hey guys, mommy needs this time. You see how I'm speaking into existence like it already happened?
Yeah, because it's happening. It's happening.
No, but I that's how I would like to set that up. You know, I think we all need time to decompress and sit with ourselves and, you know, collect our thoughts. Like, I think that happens best when you're in solitude, just you and God. And it's like when there's noise around, whether it's loved ones or not, it's still noise.
Yeah.
And it can be a distraction. And stillness is key, you know, for self-care. And with us being people pleasers, if you've been pretty much guided or, you know, involuntarily taught to be a people pleaser, you're gonna feel like setting those boundaries and speaking up for yourself is a bad thing or is being mean. And it's really not. And so sad. We've really been being mean and horrible to ourselves.
Exactly. In replacement, you're being mean to yourself.
Yes.
And you said something that it reminded me of something that I've realized recently for myself, which is this way of how we've been cultivated, you know, like taught to be a certain way, because it's like, oh yeah, you guys are women, so every decision you make, it's almost like, because as a woman,
this is what I should do.
Oh, because when you get a husband, you're gonna have to be like this. When you have a child, you're gonna have to act like this. And it's so crazy because I didn't realize up until literally this year how much it had been controlling my life. And how I thought about it was like, when I think about Prince Charles, you know, we've got a royal family here,
right?
And I just imagine like his whole life he has been told, oh, you can't do that because one day you're going to be king.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't go to that sleepover because one day you're going to be king.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't marry that woman.
Damn, they don't let them go to sleepovers?
Like, I'm just imagining. Like,
they probably don't, though.
Yeah, one day you're going to be king, right? This man did not become king until he was about 70 years old. All of those years.
Missed out on so many experiences.
You can't do because one day you're going to be king. And it reminded me of just even just being in church. And I know that it's not in a bad way, but all of these words to women specifically.
Specifically, yeah.
Oh, you can't wear that because you're going to be a wife. Oh, you can't do this because you're going to be a wife. Blah, 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 blah. And it's cool because, yeah, I am going to be a wife.
Yeah.
But they made it out like it was this payout that you were going to get at a certain age. That if you behave like this and you act like this and you dress like this and you talk like this, by 25, you're going to get that payout. Or by 30, you're going to get that payout.
Yeah.
And it's like, you somehow, you think about your life without that, with an asterisk. Everything decision you make is with an asterisk of like, oh, I want to be focused on my career. For me, it was like, I want to be focused on my career, but maybe I shouldn't go too in because what if my career takes me to America and my husband's not there? What if my husband's here in London?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like everything was with a, but what if?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I just feel like men don't really have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And I know that whoever I'm going to be with, I'm going to be with them. Like, it's obviously, that's me trusting God that wherever
exactly.
I am, it's going to click.
Exactly.
But it was just like a thought I had when I was just thinking about my life and what I want for it and being like bold enough to actually think about my career for the first time, like properly, without me feeling like, oh, if I'm focused on my career, it means I no longer care about family life.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was like in my subconscious so strongly and affecting like, how I even think about my career. It was like
how
I had this
fear.
Yeah, it's like I had this fear of dreaming bigger because I was thinking, but I don't want to be this kind of woman where I still can't have a family, or I'm going to be too busy to have a family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or too successful to meet my husband. But it's just so weird. It's like at the back of my mind because of how we've been like cultivated and conditioned.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned it, I thought about it again because I literally just thought about it like a couple of months ago, and I made a decision that actually I'm going to focus on who
go
I'm becoming.
Throttle.
And because I can only like think about where I'm at right now. And I trust God. Like everything else is going to come into place exactly the way it's supposed to. I'm not this puppet master that can control it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Even if we try, honey. It's a joke.
You can't, like every time I try to control,
right? God be like, "Girl,
sit down.
I got something better for
you. Way better for
you. Like, just be patient.
Be patient. You're good. Like,
you're good.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, I kind of trusted you before.
Yeah, and it didn't happen.
You didn't really give me what I needed, so I'm gonna help you because it seems like you're not taking this seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take this serious for the both of us.
Right.
Yeah. You
can
give me some notes, but I'm
right.
And every time it fails. So I decided, you know what?
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on what I can focus on.
Yeah.
And try and control what I can control. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything else, it's in your hands.
Yeah, it's going to happen when it's supposed to. It's funny, I heard, I can't remember who said it. If I think about it, I'll make sure I mention their name. But, oh, Sarah Jakes Roberts. You know, I love Sarah. She mentioned how a lot of times we try to, like, tell God what we want and pull God down. Like, God, I need you. Come here. Come help me. And this is now the season to reach up and to be stretched and, like, go out of our comfort zones. Like, we be telling God, like, all right, I'll do this if you make this blah, blah, blah. Or if I can still live here, or if I can still do this. And we just got to kind of be stretched enough to trust and know that, again, I what helps me is, like, if I have this vision, then God didn't give it to me just to give it to me.
Yeah.
And it's led me so far, and I'm grateful for it. But yeah, that's beautiful that you now know that it's been a hindrance, and now you can fix it. And you're like, hold on, I don't have to subscribe to that.
Yeah.
I think the most bold thing we can do is create our own lives and not do what society has told us to do. Like, whatever that looks like, all the way down to a marriage or a career, like you curate it the way you want it to be, you and that person or you and your career. Like, I'm not comparing myself to nobody else, which that's a difficult one because we compare. I'm going to be honest.
It's very easy to do it.
Very easy. But we have to remember that God got us.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And that's it.
And I love that because I feel like I did not know that you studied law.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I recently, like...
You didn't know that.
I did not know. And, like, the fact that you went from being a lawyer to what you're doing now as an actress, I'm like, woo. Journey and it just that vision, like, I mean, yeah, you talk about it because that
I don't even think about it as being like an interesting story or something. People are like, what, really? Because it's I just was so sure that it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like this close to going to law school. I was like studying what we call the LSATs. I don't know if y'all call them that over here. But I was like applying to schools, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a lawyer. And I was working, and I was like, I don't like this. And I had a real heart to heart with myself, which I'm really grateful I was able to sit still. At the time I was 21, I was like, all right, dog, so listen, hear me out.
Are you sure?
Hear me out. You've been working out at these law firms, right? And you don't like it. You are not a morning person, and they want you to be here every day at 9 a.m., which means you got to get up at, like, 7 to get ready to leave the house by 8 and get here at 9 every day. No breaks. Every day. Just Saturday and Sunday off. And I was just like, go do what you really want to do. And it made absolutely no sense. I didn't study acting at all. I had, like, kind of dabbled in modeling throughout my teenage life a good bit, but I wasn't connected to anybody in the industry, and I just had to be like, run now. Like, if you do it now, you going to be a couple years in and soon. Like, just start.
Stop.
And it was the best decision. I'm more proud of switching lanes than I am of, like, going to college and thinking that a degree, again, society told me to do that. But in my heart, I was watching The Cosby Show, and I wanted to be Claire Huxtable. Yeah. She was a lawyer.
Yeah.
And she was sassy and independent, and she was brown. I saw a brown, beautiful woman who looked like me. Her hair was flawless. Her clothes, she was stylish.
Yeah.
And she was a mother and a wife, but still had her own life. And I saw her, and that was my first depiction of, like, a woman on screen.
Yeah.
And she was a lawyer. That's the only reason why I said it, but she really was an actress. I didn't know how at 5 years old watching that, I didn't know how to differentiate that she's acting as a lawyer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a challenging journey, but it's been beautiful. And I am so happy that I did it. And I'm so happy that I, you know, made it worthwhile. And like, I was serious. I was like, listen, it might take you 20 years,
but your focus, you're gonna make it happen.
But baby, it's gonna be worth it. So yeah, that was the best decision of my life, was to be able, I'm so grateful that I do what I love every day. You know, I was just sitting there like, okay, well, what else would you want to do if you leave the law firm? And I was like, I would be an actress and a model for free if I could. Like, it's like, what would you do for free?
Right.
What would you do for free?
And that's the question.
And that was the answer that came back to me. And I was like, well, we might got to do it for free for a little bit, but the coin going to come in eventually.
The money has got to come at some point. I don't mind free for a little bit, but bring the money.
Yeah.
What's been your most, like, challenging role so far? like, yeah. I'll start with, I've got like a part two to that question, okay. But we'll start with like, what's been your most challenging role?
You know, my first season of Black Lightning, I can't say that the role itself was really, really challenging. It was the fact that I was like playing a superhero and that I was doing stunts. And I hadn't been on a show as a series regular before. Then I had done like some recurring. I was doing all the independent movies. Yeah. So that's different than like being, I was a number two on Black Lightning. So having that much responsibility. And, you know, working 16, sometimes 18-hour days and just feeling really, really exhausted, but still having to go home because I got lines to do tomorrow. And, you know, those fight days were really strenuous on the body. Mm-hmm. And you got to get up and do it all over again the next day. Some of our fight days, the days we had stunts, it would just be stunts all day, just all day stunts.
Yeah.
I didn't have the endurance walking into it, but after season one, I was like, okay, I'm conditioned. I know how to do this.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That was a bit challenging for me.
Have you ever had a role that's like almost like a mirror? Like it made you like have to now self-reflect about who you are. And you're like, whoa, I didn't even know this about myself, but you didn't go into it thinking that you were going to discover stuff about you as a person, not just the actor.
I always try to find something that I have in common. So I always make a connection with every character that I've played. But I'm just trying to think something that made me sit with myself. I love acting because it's therapeutic. So I do truly feel like I get something out of all of my characters. But I will say, my new show, Rivals, that's coming out.
Perfect. Segway.
Here in the UK. it's based off Jilly Cooper's book. It's set in the 80s, 1986. Playing Cameron Cook, there was so many similarities. Like, for one, I'm the only American on the show that's based here in the UK. I'm the only Black actor on the show.
Wow.
So it was a lot of life imitating art or art imitating life, however that goes. So basically my character, she gets recruited from America in New York to move to London, kind of like I did in real life. So she gets recruited from New York. She's like badass, super bossy producer, TV producer. And they find out about her and they're like, we're flying her here. They move me here. And I'm now in this world that I know nothing about. Same as Fisa, moving here. I know nothing.
Bristol.
Got to Bristol, which I was like, God, I think we made a mistake. What is this? I don't know where I am. I just felt so, you know, like a foreigner, and I was. But Cameron Cook, we were kind of going through life together at the same time, and I learned a lot about just her strength and the sacrifice that you make for your career are the same that I've done for mine, like to pick up and leave your family and leave your friends. Thank God I had you and a couple other friends here because it was hard for me when I first got here. Being an actor can be, you're alone a lot. So we had a lot of those similarities in common.
I love that.
So therapeutically, like I healed so much playing her.
Wow. I love that you mentioned that. I'm like so excited.
I'm so excited
to watch it. Guys, Rivals is coming to Disney Plus
this fall. Make sure y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
But and it'll be playing on Hulu in America.
Oh, amazing. No, I'm so excited. And I love that that's because I was going to obviously talk about that show anyway. Talk about Rivals, but I love that it just mirrored because
it mirrored so much that I was just like, whenever I book a role, because I know hundreds of girls had gone out for it in America, I'm like, oh, wow, God, like this was for me. You chose this for me. And what is it to teach me? Like, what am I going to learn from it? What of myself can I give over to her? And there were so many similarities. It wasn't a whole lot that I had to shift and do and be.
Did you feel like that when you were when you were auditioning for it? Like, what was that moment like? Did you feel like you were going to get this role? Like, what was the season before you got that role like for you? Because obviously that was after Black Lightning.
Right.
You can imagine, like, when a job ends,
you
know, if you're not an actor, like, it's hard to describe it. But when a job ends, it's like,
you're only as good as your last project,
And it's easy to kind of have that anxiety about, like, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, what decision should I go into next and stuff like that. So what was that process like for you? in that middle bit before you got the role.
Okay, so Black Lightning wrapped 2021. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having a really good year after that. I booked another pilot. I produced my own movie, Holiday Chance. Amazing. And then I booked Whitney. Mm-hmm. So that I booked Whitney and started filming that the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. So all of 2022, I was just like, if it ain't right, I'm not doing it. Mm. And I remember being like, God, I need a break, but not too long of a break, because then I'd be like, all right, God, I know I said I needed a break, but I'm cool. I've decompressed. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm ready to get back to work. And I was auditioning because either way, I like to audition and work with my acting coaches because it's like me staying in class and I'm making sure that I'm staying sharp, whether mm-hmm. I book or not. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm actually just working on scenes often helps keep me together.
Yeah.
And I was getting scripts and I was getting offers and I was just like, this ain't it. Mm. This ain't it. And then I was like, all right, guys, so it's July now. Mm. This is July 2022. I'm like, all right, now, come on.
I said I wanted a break, but not
I ain't
too
had no new money. I need, come on. And then the year kept going. I would get close to certain things or I just didn't want them. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do it, God, until it's the thing. Mm. And when I read Rivals, I was like, I called my team right away and I was mm-hmm. like, I'll move to London for this.
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah.
Go talk to the people.
Yeah. I need it.
I'm going to send this tape in, but I want this. So I sent the tape in and then a couple weeks went by and then I found out on my birthday, 2022, that I booked it. And it was like a really cool time because December 2022 is when Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody came out. That was one of my favorite roles to date, playing Robin Crawford. And then from there, it was like the rush of that movie. And I had a job like right after that movie. So it was, beautiful. You know, it was just really, really beautiful. And then I was just, you know, I'm adventurous. So I was like, I'll move to London. I got to live over here for almost a year. And I got to, you know, I kind of fell in love over here. I love London. You know, we filmed in Bristol, but the ability to just hop on a train and be in London, come have dinner with you, that was like a blessing. So I got to see so much of the world. I traveled while I was over here. But I'm just grateful that I knew I wanted it to be special because my thing was I don't want to take a job that I kind of like for something that's meant for me and now I'm tied up and I can't do it. So when I read Rivals, I was like, wow, God, you helped me out all year for this. Like, this was worth it.
Wow.
So sometimes, you know, I mentioned this before, saving well so that you don't feel desperate to have to take anything. And I was able to take that whole year and just kind of read scripts and I got to do the choosing.
Mm, I love that. Like, as an, like, honestly, guys, for any of you listening or watching, you might not understand how big of a deal it is to be able to say that you do that, for you to do the choosing. Because acting is such a, it's so easy for you to get desperate. Like, we've all been there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I need this.
Oh,
and you
kind of
go into it with that energy, like, I need this
role. And they can read that energy. Yeah. It comes off as desperate energy. Yeah. And the more, and don't get me wrong, I was desperate for years.
Yeah. Oh,
and I know my energy read that, but the more and more you work and you book jobs and you build your confidence and you stay sharp and you keep honing on your muscle, you start to be like, okay, I actually want to do things that's a little bit more elevated. Yeah. I actually want to do this. I've actually been doing drama. I want to do comedy. Mm. But I think just living below your means, I can never say that enough, not just to actors, but all artists. Live below your means so that you're not desperate. Mm. Just because you have the money to spend it,
and
you know, I subscribe to all of the supernatural favor, but we also, you know, are responsible for financial literacy and making sure that, I'm a success story.
Yeah.
So what do I got to do? How am I in alignment with making sure that I stay a success story?
Yeah. One thing about you, Fisa, you're going to bring the word. Okay. You're going to bring the word. You're going to bring the word for me. Because sometimes when I see these opportunities coming, I'll be thinking, you know what? It's time to go up. It's time to spend.
Yeah, and I mean, I treat myself. You know, I travel really well. Yeah. Like, I do treat myself, but I do it below my means.
Yeah,
I do it in a way where I can be like, okay, like, since Rivals, I haven't worked on anything.
Yeah.
And I think art is good for artists to know, too. Another reason why I try to live below my means is because we need breaks in between some of these jobs. Like, I've given my life over to my last character for 9 months. It's like, okay, I need to sit with myself. I need to decompress. I also pay mortgage, so I want to enjoy my house for a little bit, my car note. Like, you know, live life, get back to those mundane things that make my world go round and that make me feel good. And I've needed this time. I've needed these last 6 months to just, you know, live and get inspired so that I can get ready for my next role.
Yeah. I love that, man. I love that. I hear it, baby. All we can do is try. In this life, all we can do is try.
That's all I got.
Okay, that's all you got. Just try. That's the important thing.
Just try.
Just try. Okay, just try. Just to quickly go back to Rivals.
Yes.
For anyone that's even like contemplating, watching it, like why do you feel like people should actually tune into this show, baby?
Oh, well, for one, it's my most sexy role yet.
Oh, okay, sexy.
You got to put the babies away for this one. But no, it's a show about greed, about power, about sex and success. Mm. And it's a really cool backdrop of London. Mm-hmm. And Jilly Cooper, she's a really famous author over here. So if you were ever into her books, I think it transcends a bunch of age groups because Jilly Cooper was like, that girl still is that girl, but this book came out in 86. So if you were in the 80s, you know, like our parents can watch this and appreciate it because it was their time. Like, so again, you got people who are, you know, a younger generation who are just finding out about it. It's still going to be good. It stars David Tennant and Alex Hassel and Aiden Turner and myself and some really cool, just amazing people over here who I've gotten a chance to like get to know and expand my horizons and learn set etiquette over here. It's kind of the same, but there's some differences where I was like, wait, what that mean? Hurry up and tell me because I need to be on my shit. Instead of saying they're rolling, I forget what it is that they say, but I was like, hey, yo, what that mean?
What does that mean? Tell
what
me.
Does that mean?
Guys,
what does that mean? Because I forget what it is, but yeah, they say something else over here. I haven't heard it in a couple months, but I was just like, hold on. And you got to ask questions, but it helps you stay on your toes and it helps you to learn. So yeah, Rivals this fall is going to be really good and juicy.
Ooh, I'm excited. I can't wait to watch it. I feel like I remember, like, there were certain scenes you were doing and you were like, I can't be eating this right now because, you know,
I got to say snatch, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, because we didn't talk afterwards, after you did, like, the saucy scenes. How does that feel? I always wondered.
Ooh. You know what? I just be like, all right, you told these people this is what you was going to do. Come on, it's time to show out. Pipe myself up, Rita, and you know, just remember too that I'm an artist and my storytelling doesn't just stop at my most comfortable limits. And I'm not gonna do anything that jeopardizes my integrity or makes me uncomfortable. But it's like, I'm an artist, like, let's tell the story. We're not gonna stop because it's risky. Like, I'm a risk taker. Like, I wanna do those things. I wanna get outside of my comfort zone and do things that scare the hell out of me. But I just come in and I'll be like, all right,
let's go.
If you do this sex scene right, real good one hard time, you might be good and don't have to keep doing it. So I just kind of give it my all and I lock in and I focus. I be like, all right, bitch, so come on, this is how we gonna do it. And I go in with all seriousness and I just try to crush it. And and you don't have to do it as many times if you like really lock in.
Go for it. Yeah. You said, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. We've been there before. Let's go.
You know what to do. You know how to do this. Let's go. Come on, let's do it. Yeah, so I'm really excited for Rivals. Yeah. I'm here doing press now and I guess
today, this is press.
Faking adulthood is a part of my press and I'm so fucking proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Every time I see you do something, I'm like, listen, this is amazing. It's such an inspiration. It's an inspiration to just keep going. Cause you never know when your moment is going to come.
Never know.
And it's never when you think it's
going
to come.
Listen.
And you have to keep going.
You got to keep going.
And it's not easy. And I said this earlier, like, it's so easy to, like, give up on something. Mm-hmm. We don't talk enough about how hard it is to actually have faith in something. Like, faith is basically believing in something you have
that
not
you
seen.
Cannot see.
You cannot see it. It's around you. It's not making sense.
Yeah.
And you're still like, it's not making sense, but I still believe that I'm going to make it. I believe I'm going to get this job. I believe I'm going to do this project. I believe I'm going to make it. And and people be looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah,
but
and
you
I
have
am.
To believe. And I am.
And there's some days where I don't. There's some days where it's just like, oh my God, God, give me the faith for today because
I don't have it.
They just told me no a couple times in a row. And, you know I need to show up confident and passionate tomorrow for this next audition or, you know, this next day on set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to find those moments and pick yourself back up. I always say the day that we give up, that next day, that could have been a day you was going to hit your lick, but you won't know if you have given up. So
keep going.
Yeah, that's how I kind of train my mind.
You're a testament of that.
Thank you.
You know, like, it's so inspiring. I love watching you. I get excited. When you told me about Rivals, I was so happy for you.
Thank you.
Because I'm like, what? Philly to London?
Yeah, this wasn't in the cards for me, you know, but I made sure it was.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, coming from Philly, I had these visions. I had these dreams when I was as little as 4 or 5 years old, and I'm just really grateful. I always thank little Fisa because it's her dreams that got us here. Like, I wasn't that big grown age having those dreams. Yeah. Like, that was her vision and her determination and her willpower to, like, make it all happen. So shout out to our little selves because that's when the dreaming starts. It's just our responsibility as adults to make sure we see it through.
Yeah. Oh,
we owe them that. Period.
Period. Okay. That's a good way to segue into.
That's how we take care of ourselves.
You know?
I know. I feel like we're about to cry.
Honestly, because it's just like, it is like the little us, you know?
It
like,
is. I didn't even, and I've never thought about it like that, Rita.
Yeah.
Kind of, but not, like, we almost owe that to them. Like, that's reparenting ourselves. That's giving ourselves the things that we want.
Yeah.
That's the best level of self-care.
I
always tell little Fisa, I do this, like, meditation with my little self. They call it like bear hug.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of hold here and kind of tap your chest, and it's kind of like, soothes your nervous system. And I talk to little Fisa and be like, I got us. All them little dreams, like, I got us.
I love that. I'm going to try that, actually.
Try it.
I do be getting, you know, a little bit nervous sometimes.
So. Yeah, we get nervous, but we just find ways to kind of calm ourselves and soothe ourselves.
Exactly. Wow. This is just beautiful talk, honestly, seriously. But I mean, I got to move on to the next part.
Come on.
But are you as adult as you think you are?
You know, I'm an adult in a lot of ways, but baby, I still like my naps. I still don't like to get up early. And I don't know if that'll ever change. I just be like, oh, I'm just going to let my baby. I'm going to hope that me and my baby, when I have children, we on the same vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need my naps, Rita.
Okay.
And I'm never ready to get up.
Okay.
I'm not a morning person. I've been that way since I was a little girl. And it has not changed.
You know what?
That's what I'm telling you. When I was like every day at the law firm, 9 a.m., I was like, oh, yeah, nah, that ain't going to work.
That's not going to work for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So unless I need to be on set, I can kind of pick and choose my own schedule, but yeah, I'm not a morning person, and little kids are cranky. I am cranky when I first get up. I won't say every day. If I don't get the proper amount of sleep, I'm cranky.
Oh.
Like, don't talk to me. My mom be like, oh, did she just wake up?
Oh,
I was the same way as a little, you know how little babies are?
Yeah.
So that part of me is still very much childlike.
Okay. Well, I like that confession.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. I want to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
And it's going to be adulthood according to me.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have an emergency fund?
An emergency fund?
Yeah. So it's savings, but it's like, this is for, like, just emergency. You don't touch it. Emergency fund, just in case anything happens.
Savings, yes. But emergency fund in particular, no. I'm the friend, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm the friend that's probably going to have a little coin because I save really well since I was a little kid. But a specific, like, this is an emergency fund, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, savings, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. Do you know where all your socks are?
No. Kinda. Like, I had to just do a mental check. Like, I got three different places in my house.
Yeah.
One in my closet, one in a nightstand, and then one in my other closet that I feel like is just, they just sitting there, and I need to use that basket for something else.
Because
I ain't went in there in like 2 years. So I'm actually, you just got me to, when I go home, throw that one away. Yep.
Okay, cool.
But for the most part, I know where my socks are. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an air fryer?
Hell yeah. That's the only way I cook. What? I'm not turning that oven on no more.
Yeah.
And it's so compact. Mm. I actually be like, oh, shit, let me turn it. Okay, how do I cook that in the oven again?
Yeah.
That's how much I don't use the oven.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Yeah, when I moved here, that was one of the first things I bought. Like, I don't even know how to, like, navigate life without an air fryer.
Need an air fryer, always.
Okay. I have one.
Okay, it's good.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know the different, like, settings on a dishwasher?
I don't use a dishwasher.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, Camille told me that they run the electricity bill up, and I don't, like, give away money that I don't need to. I use it as a dish rack.
Oh, but you don't actually use it.
No, I never use it. We didn't use them growing up in my house. My mom was such, like, a clean as she go mm-hmm. or is a clean as she go. And I don't like mess. Like when I am cooking, like mm-hmm. I kind of clean it up as I go and I never go to sleep with dishes in the sink. My mom, I can't do
that
it.
That was going
to
be my next question. Yeah, if you need sinks in the sink.
No, it's rare that I do. Yeah. I try to like, especially when the night is coming to an end before mm-hmm. I go to sleep, I try to. But yeah, no, I never use the mm-hmm. dishwasher. I just saw my mom. I just felt like it's quicker just to wash it and put it. It's just like, and here's another thing that I think is really stupid with the dishwasher. I'll be seeing y'all like rinse most of the food dirt. Off yeah, and the yeah. dirt. So it's like,
you might as well
by the time
it.
I done rinse this all off with hot water, I can just keep clean it and then put it up. I think it's kind of like,
it's lazy.
It's extra work.
Yeah, it's just laziness.
Yeah,
really.
No, I just wash them.
Yeah, okay, that's quite
it's pretty
good.
Adult. Yeah, pretty it's adult.
That's an adult reason to do that.
Yeah, it's just stupid to me. It's like you washing it and then you washing it. It's just, yeah.
Okay, do you have life insurance?
I don't have life insurance, but I did inquire about it a couple months ago. So I'm like kind of heading there. Mm. I'm just trying to like tell myself like, all right, bitch, it's another bill. So when they told me how much it was, I was like, I'm going to call y'all back. Well, y'all get ready, but I'll call y'all back. Yeah, let us know when you're ready. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But I need to do it. Way. I need to stop playing.
I know, but when I saw the price, I
was like, I'll call y'all back. Yeah, I'm going to call y'all back.
Okay.
I'm going to get it, though.
You know what? It's not bad. Okay? Yeah. You've answered my questions. I've got you a little gift.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Okay. We all need safety pins.
We all need safety pins. Have you ever been at home and you're like, oh, my God, I need a safety pin. Where do I get a safety pin?
Period, here, Rita. Okay. I might need one while I'm here.
You never know. Okay,
thank you. This is a very adult-like thing to have.
Gift, okay?
Period. It is 60 of them. Okay, yeah, cute. Okay. I'm going to have them for a while.
You have a little bowl.
Okay.
Put the safety pins in there. You never know. You'd be wearing a top and you're like, oh, this is a bit too low. Yeah. I'm not trying to feel that right now. Let me get a...
Yeah. I actually just needed one yesterday and didn't have one. And I bought a bunch. Me and Camille just bought some mm-hmm. from Walmart, like, before we came here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't bring enough. So check me out. Period. Okay.
I'll be in.
Thanks, my girl.
Okay.
I see you.
We've reached the end of the show.
Wow. Okay. That was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I had such a great time.
That was fun. Thank you for having me.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh. Always have a good time, girl.
Always have a good time. Guys, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for watching. If you're listening, thank you so much. Guys, you know the drill by now, okay? Please do not forget to share.
Yes.
Subscribe. Tell a friend, leave a comment, and do not make me your secret lover, okay? I am not a secret, okay? Love me out loud,
period.
Okay? I want to be part of your mainstream. I'm not underground, okay? So make sure you share me. And if you are listening, please rate the show only if it's 5 stars. Do not bring my ratings down, okay? If you don't like it, email me. Let us talk about it. But don't rate the show under 5. It's not cool. And also, you know the vibes, okay? If you did not like my co-host, if you didn't feel her, it's okay. She is not going to be here next week, okay? Sis is going to be back home in Atlanta or wherever she's traveling to.
It's all good.
So make sure you come back, okay?
Yes.
You might like my co-host for next week, okay?
Don't do her like that, y'all. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm going home.
She's going home.
Won't
okay?
be here.
So make sure you come back. But thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you. I love the interaction. Thank you so much for riding with me. Love you. Bye.